This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Here's the situation. The governor is asking everybody to stay home today. The storm's been raging all day. Plowers have to have room to do their jobs, and it's just not safe out there. Here's a simultaneous situation. You're trying to run a business, maybe a pizza parlor, maybe an investment firm, and you need employees to show up to work. And yes, you want them to get there safely. So how do you weigh the risks and the benefits if you're a boss or an employee? Karen Firestone has thought a lot about this. She's the CEO and chair of Aureus Asset Management Company, an investment firm in Boston. When did this come to a head for you?
We began to think about this issue during the winter, January, February of 2015, where we had, you know, one storm after another, and transportation was a problem, and people really did have major trouble getting to work. And so we came up with a policy that we felt would work and please everyone.
So a policy is important because, as you have written, people want clarity, but they also want flexibility. So how did you decide what your policy would be?
Foremost factor, of course, is that everybody has to be safe. You don't want to endanger anyone. But you also, in our case, need to be able to run the business to some extent. We manage money in the stock market. If the stock market is open, it's impossible that we're not open at all. That doesn't mean that everyone has to be in the office. So we say to people that there will be a skeleton crew at the very least. So I find it relatively easy to get to work from where I live. And there are a couple of other people who live very close to a T-line. They can get to work or walk to work. And for other people, we say, come in if it's not too difficult and then leave whenever you want to leave. Or don't come into the office, work from home. We just give people that option. Like today, there was no snow in the morning, and basically everyone came in, and then it started to snow and it got windy, and people left. And they don't have to feel sheepish about it or guilty about it.
Are you paying them for a full day then?
Oh, of course.
So not all employers are like that. I mean, very often if somebody can't come into work, they don't get paid. It's basically on their shoulders.
Correct.
Is it your experience that bosses consider how difficult a storm might be? Do they consider primarily the principle that the business needs to be running?
That's a very good question. And I think the answer to that is that policies have evolved. So 10 years ago, definitely 20 years ago, I think bosses did not care that much about whether it was inconvenient or difficult for employees to come to work. We don't pay you if you're not here. But now the thinking has just changed dramatically. So employers do have to think more about whether their employees can get to work. It's more nuanced.
Let me give you one example. Somebody who I spoke with had to show up to work today and drive in from Worcester, where the snow is much heavier than it is in Boston.
Wow.
This person is a dental hygienist. Mm-hmm. All the appointments were canceled, apparently, for today. But the person had to show up for work anyway and then was expecting to be, as usual, allowed to go home early. When the governor is specifically asking people to stay off the roads because of the danger, for one thing, this is not you, obviously, but what is the impetus there?
It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, that's an extreme example, I hope. But if your patients are canceling, why put your employees at risk and also make them very unhappy and aggravated the whole time?
Well, there's a question, too, even if your patients aren't canceling.
I think that in the case of an opportunistic situation where you can call the patients in advance to each other, I just think it's bad judgment on the part of an employer who says, you've got to show up regardless.
But it comes down to a cost-benefit analysis, doesn't it?
It does, but part of the cost is the well-being of your employees. And you have to today think about the whole picture.
Karen Firestone, CEO and chair of Aureus Asset Management, based in Boston from the midst of the snowstorm. Thank you very much.